the influence of China's economy continues to spread. But China's neighbors are facing new issues as they fight to stay competitive. Taiwan's economy has been hit hard in recent years. But some businesses there are finding a way to develop specialized markets and succeed, even with China so nearby. Ho Jiaobai's family has grown edamame, or hairy green soybeans, in southern Taiwan for many years. Fierce competition from China at one time cut Taiwan's exports of the tasty bean to Japan in half. But now, Taiwan has regained its position as the leading supplier. Mr. Ho says it is difficult to compete with China, but Taiwan's neighbor has a blind spot. In other words, the Chinese economy makes more of some products than others. Mr. Ho said that many people in China say all the country has to do is meet demand at home. But he added, less thought is given to opening up new channels or markets or improving the quality of products because few see agriculture as an investment opportunity in China. In Taiwan, government support and efforts to use machinery to increase crop production have been important. So have efforts by researchers to create new versions of the bean. Zhou Guolong is a government researcher with Taiwan's Council of Agriculture. He says innovation and new ideas have kept Taiwan's edamame growers from failing. He told VOA that we're not afraid of competing with China. What we're afraid of the most is that we don't progress and get stuck in a rut. Agriculture is not the only industry in which Taiwanese businesses are using innovation to create specialized or niche markets. The companies are also avoiding competition in highly traditional, standardized products, an area where China can do better. Liang Guoyuan is with the Uinta Polaris Research Institute. He says Taiwan's niche markets should center on products that are not made in huge numbers, but are diversified and customizable. One example of this kind of product is Gogoro, a smart electric scooter. Former HTC mobile phone officials recently demonstrated the scooters in public for the first time. The motorized device shows some of the manufacturing and high technology know-how that Taiwan is known for. The scooters are different from competing models because the power supplies can be exchanged at charging stations. Local governments are offering financial assistance to those who purchase the bikes. The company hopes to market the idea in other countries. I'm Mario Ritter.